and welcome to English with Linguissimo, the podcast in English that will help you reach your goals so that you can lead a better life and career. My name is Vanessa Rocket. I'm the founder and CEO of Linguissimo. I will talk about the total solar eclipse of this Monday. Today, on April 8th, 2024, a spectacular and rare phenomenon will occur in the skies of Canada, the United States, and New Mexico, a total solar eclipse. What is a total solar eclipse? It's the moment when the moon comes between the Earth and the Sun and casts its shadow on Earth. In Quebec, the last total solar eclipse dates back more than 50 years in 1972. The next one will occur in more than 80 years in 2106. Let's just say that it is an event you don't want to miss if you can. The total solar eclipse will be seen at different durations in some places of eastern Canada. It will start around 3 p.m. in Ontario, will then continue to Quebec, New Brunswick, Nova Scotia, Prince Edward Island, and will finally end in Newfoundland. It's as if night fell for a few minutes. Fascinating. Make sure to wear special glasses with filters designed for watching solar eclipses. It will allow you to look directly at the sun. Don't watch the eclipse without protection, as you could permanently damage your sight. Be careful. I was lucky to watch a total solar eclipse in France in August 1999. It was magical, and I wish you to experience this once-in-a-lifetime event. Some study points. A phenomenon means un phénomène. A shadow means une ombre. To date back means remonter. Let's just say that means autant dire que. Duration means la durée. It's as if means c'est comme si. For a few minutes means pendant quelques minutes. To look at means regarder. To damage means abîmer. Sight means la vue. To be careful means faire attention. To be lucky to plus verb means avoir de la chance de plus infinitif. Once in a lifetime means une fois dans sa vie. Some practice questions. Will you watch the total solar eclipse? Have you already watched a total solar eclipse? Ta-da! That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Subscribe to English with Linguissimo, practice, take care, and happy Monday. Big hugs!